Hello?
Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Secretary McNamara, just a moment, please. He is now, ma'am.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello? Bob McNamara, Mr. President.
Yes, sir. How are things going this morning?
Well, the Cypher situation you probably are fully aware of is blowing up. About 7 o'clock this morning, there was an attack by about 12 airplanes, and we think a division and a half of troops is loading or has moved out of Iskenderia.
You think I ought to come on back?
No, sir, I don't think so. I don't know what you could do if you were here.
Now, if I do come back, is there any way have we got any jet plane down this area anywhere that could haul the press?
Well, we could get a cargo plane in there or something of that kind, Mr. President, very easily. Either a C-130 or a C-135.
Now, what's that?
Well, a C-135 is that cargo version of the 707 passenger plane.
And how many can that haul?
Well, depending upon how it's set up, if I'm not sure what shape it would be in, it could hold 30. I could get a plane there relatively fast if you'd like one.
From Washington?
Yes.
Well, that'd be 2.5 hours.
Yes. Well, it'd be longer than that because you'd have to allow an hour here to get ready.
I'll see what they can get down here from Dallas if I come back. I'm coming back today anyway.
Yes.
And I don't want to get criticism from the group that's here. Looks like 30 minutes, so we ought to know something pretty definite. It's going to be a bloody battle or maybe some delay.
In any event, there's very little you can do here, and I would think the press would realize that. This is a Greek-Turkish problem.
Anything on Southeast Asia?
No, sir. It's relatively quiet.
Any other news?
None.
What do you hear on the Attorney General?
Beautiful day here. Well, I hear he's trying to run in New York, Mr. President. He hasn't told me that himself, but I get it from pretty good sources.
Well, that's a good solution.
I think it's an excellent solution. I've been pressing him to do that, and I keep reminding him Teddy Kennedy was in favor of it. And I talked to Jackie about it before she left and asked her to push him. I don't think you're going to have trouble at the convention from either one of them. But I surely hope he announces before the convention.
Yes, I do too. This New York thing has always had held several things. From his standpoint, he needs a little time.
He needs a hole he can mature in.
That's right.
And that's the hole he can use.
That's exactly right.
You're absolutely right. That's in effect what I told him.
You must not let him interpret my feeling that this is not the time as a hindrance or an effort to stop him down the road.
I've told him that you're not trying to cut off his career.
Because we'll probably be the strongest ones helping him build it.
Yeah.
For the party's sake and for the country's sake, if not for his own.
I completely agree. This is exactly the analysis I've given him, and I surely hope he follows it.
Okay, well, I'll be talking to you later. Now, you watch this for me, because we're going to need some explanations if we do come back, and I'll be talking to you. Just keep your eyes and ears open so we can explain what we're doing.
Fine. Well, I'll be here in the house all day.
Operator.